strength.
WZGC Atlanta and WZGC HD1.
Atlanta Sports Radio.
Odyssey Sports Station.
Get your day started.
Go ahead.
With the morning shift.
Time for the show.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Going into our 8 o'clock hour, it is brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. It is time for the wake-up call. You can call us at 404-726-0929, and maybe you could tell us what you would like to see the Hawks.
Yeah, your expectations.
Do. Yeah, your expectations for this coming season.
Because I don't think much more. I don't see much more happening. July. What is it? 10th, 11th. What day is it? It's 11th. July 11th. We got 13 days to camp starts. Less than 2 weeks officially.
Wow.
Crazy. Less than a month before the first preseason game, Tiff.
Crazy. But you can give us your thoughts on what you think the Hawks might do. Or maybe what Olympic sport, based on our triple up, you would like to see. Or what sport you would like to see in the Olympics.
Lawn darts.
So do you want some of the 1920 stuff to come back?
You know what? I'm thinking of maybe a cornhole.
That would not be a bad idea.
Battleship.
So I talked about it going to break. So, okay, this kid, basically, there was a runaway boat. And it was, no one's commanding this boat, right? So it's just kind of doing circles in this lake. Lake Winnip, I can't even, I'm even try to say it. It's probably something basic, but whatever. Anyway, somewhere in the States. And so this boat's just turning, and apparently it was from an instructor. So he was teaching kids, I believe, either how to swim or how to boat. He falls off this boat, and the boat is now just driving itself. So
were kids in the boat?
No. The boat is like, I guess they were on another boat, whatever it was. I'm really messing this up, but this is basically the gist of the story. The instructor fell off of this boat. And so I'm just looking at the video now. So here comes these two guys on a jet ski. I don't know the age of the one driving the jet ski, but the one on the back of it was 17 years old. He leaps off this like he's Tom Cruise into the moving boat. Like, don't ever try this because you probably could die. But the jet ski pulls up and it kind of like curves to the side and you see the young man. Then it's go time. He jumps in the boat and he brings the boat to a stop. And the kid, his quote was like, I didn't even really think about it. It's this tall, blonde kid. He's just like, I just did it.
Well,
so it's the
point,
training. I just reacted.
It's the youth. They don't have that.
It's what we talked about earlier.
It was called the risk assessment gene. That's why. That didn't really kick in until 25. Why do you think we draft 18-year-olds? Anybody in general. Anybody, that's why we draft 18-year-olds.
Yeah.
Fight wars. That's risk assessment gene doesn't kick in until like 25 years
old. That's also why you can't rent a car until you're 25.
Yeah.
But that's like what we were talking about earlier, when we were talking about early in the show about would you rather have Morton or Schwellenbach make a start in the playoffs if you were there? And Rob said Schwellenbach, and I said, well, it's like one or two things. You're either too dumb to realize the moment you're in, or you're like terrified of the moment. And from what everything we've seen from Schwellenbach, especially after that start against Philadelphia on Saturday, I think he has the blissful unawareness, is what you put it, Rob. So it's very, that's a cool story, though. I mean, and that's something that he'll never forget, but he'll also probably, that might be his moment in life. I mean, he might have peaked at 17.
Come on, stop it. All right, let's go to the lines. Let's say good morning to Chris in College Park.
What's happening?
All right.
What's up?
Good morning. How you doing, Fearless Leader?
Good, sir. You?
Fantastic. Rob T.
Good morning.
And, of course, Leadfoot Blackman.
Heavy on the gas.
All right. Lay off Bo, too. You're going in a little bit hard this morning.
I'll keep it moving.
With comedy comes casualties.
Right. She's always good about laughing at her own jokes. I've noticed that.
Wow.
That was good. That was a good one.
There you go.
I laugh a lot.
As much as I'd like to skull drag Landry Fields, I'm going to leave that alone and let somebody else have it. Skull what drag. I want to do is, is give a shout out to one Marcell Ozuna. I've been a person who's been on his bandwagon since he's pulled himself out of the personal problems in that slump last year, and I'm absolutely ecstatic to see him in the home run derby. And Rob T at plus 450 odds, that $100 I got on him, I'd love to see him bring it on home. So any thoughts you guys have on the home run derby, I'd love to hear it. And I'm going full Bo Morgan. I can't wait to see him go, yickety, in the home run derby. Hashtag Squid Nation. Hashtag Squid Squad.
Skull love drag. It. I love that one. That's better than curb stomp.
Just remember, this was a house that Squid Billy built.
Yeah, that's
made of straw.
When I heard the word skull, I go, uh-oh, dump button ready. I was like, okay, now it's a different one. What I will say is,
that's only for medical students.
I would love to see a few a big fly from the big bear.
Oh, boy. John Sterling.
No, that's what Brandon Galton's been doing too lately. I love the term yickety. It's a Chipper Jones term. I would love to see Ozuna. I just think it would be so cool to see him win the home run derby. And it, you know what?
That's glad. It's just good he got his life back together.
Yeah.
I mean, redemption stories are awesome.
They are. And I I do think, though, gets his life together, enters a home run derby. Let's hope it doesn't go like a Josh Hamilton story where it goes back off the rails.
All right. Let's go to Coleman and Winder. What's up, Coleman?
Yes, fellow Squid Billion calling in.
All right.
This morning.
How you doing, sir?
So I'm doing good. I just wanted to give the answer to y'all question earlier. I feel like Reese Shea made the team taller just by himself already. So we got those people to get longer to compete with Boston and to try to get to the finals. So my expectations are Eastern Conference Finals and finals next year. Yeah, that's how I do it. I mean, I'm bold with it. Because if this dude is Reese Shea is nasty on the court, wait till you get everybody else in and we'll see what's going on. We just added a dynamic player, so I think he's going to do something. I don't know.
Go big or go home.
We'll have to drug test the listener after that.
Oh, stop it!
Hey, yeah, you leave Squid Nation alone. Look, I appreciate the optimism, and I do enjoy when people have optimism.
Well, it's easy to be negative.
It is. It's the easy way out.
It takes no energy to be a contrarian.
Well, you know what bothers me the most about the negativity part with negative people is there's no risk, right?
Yeah.
It's like, oh, well, I knew they were going to suck. I said it all along. And it's like, oh, so that's the only reason. Like, that's your whole thing. You base everything on you don't want to have egg on your face. I'm willing to have egg on my face. I mean, look, no one had more egg on their face after the 2023 Falcon season than me. Because I was all in on Desmond Ridder, and it took, and I stayed on the train.
I was too. I wanted
longer
to be
than
optimistic,
anybody.
Though. Yeah,
yeah, and I have optimism. I do have. I have a lot of optimism on what Reese Shea can be, and I am excited to see him. I just wish we would do more, and it's tough to have can be completely on board with the optimism train when we see nothing. You know, no major moves being made, and I don't understand how we expect to get better based on those.
All right, we go to Daniel in Marietta. Good morning.
What's going on, Morning Show family?
What's going on?
Hey, Squid, go ahead and get the glad bag, and let's go ahead and dump the whole Atlanta Hawks front office in the trash. Landry Fields sounds like he's full of feces every time he talks. I keep saying we need a big man who's a dog. Right now we got one who looks like he drinks tea with his pinky out. So, I don't understand what's going on. It's disappointing. It's very disappointing day after day to just see them not build around Trey. I mean, when are we going to seriously start building around Trey, man? I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous, man. So throw the whole front office and even ownership, in the trash. Marcell Ozuna is going to dust Pete Alonso in the home run derby. I think we all know that. So go Braves. Go Braves there. I wish we had more guys in the All-Star game. But, you know, that's all right. I'll take what we got.
Let him have the rest, brother. When I drink Budweiser out of a solo cup, I got my pinky.
Pinky out.
Yeah, but it's not tea, so it's okay because it's Budweiser. Bud Heavy. I mean, that's like, you know, that's like you're drinking a Yellow Jacket, which
is
Coors Original.
Tea a big.
Well, I think he's talking about Capella. And
okay, I thought he was getting at Richeche.
No, I think he's talking about Capella. Cause,
okay. He said big man. Yes.
Yeah. The Zuna thing. It would actually. That's a really good point by Daniel about the Zuna and the home run derby. How sweet would it be to see him beat Alonso of all people? Or just eliminate Pete Alonso just because he's so smart. Like, Pete Alonso played at University of Florida, and I don't know exactly where he grew up. I think it was from the north, but he is a smug New York type of person is the way he comes off, and he plays for the Mets, so I would love to see that smugness taken out of him because he thinks the home run derby is his birthright.
Garrett Chapman said Tampa.
Okay, well, that makes a little bit of sense.
Let's go to Chief. What's going on, Chief?
Roller derby, people. Roller derby. That should be one of the summer.
Yes.
That's a good call.
Yeah, roller derby, I'm telling you. But let me get into this USA basketball right quick. It's a real wake-up call. Now, I called you guys earlier this week, and I said, what, Kawhi Leonard is one of the most overrated superstars I've ever seen in my life, all right? Mm-hmm. So, proving my point already, he's not on the team. Then we got Kevin Durant. Then we got LeBron James. Then we got, what, Embiid. So we got a lot of crippled old people playing on this team. Something ain't right, people. Something ain't right. Maybe I'm missing something, but they seem to be crippled, all right?
Cripple.
And if we think we're just going to waltz into the Olympics and just win just because we're USA this year, it's not going to happen. And I hate to be the one to tell everybody, it's be a spoiler alert, it's not happening. Let's get some of these younger guys in the Olympics sometime. Let them get the spirit. Let them play. Let's stop hollering about these certain players don't mix well because they don't play defense or whatever because you give up 150 points. During the World Championship, 150, 140 points a game. It's ridiculous. Let's get it together. Wake up.
I love it. That's a good call by Chief, as always, member of Squid Nation. You know what?
We are the nation!
Thank you.
There's one more on the line.
Well, we're going to have to get to him. I think Anthony Edwards has already spoke the truth into existence.
I'm the number one option.
And he's going to be, when all is said and done, that's going to be the name that the world remembers off this Olympic USA men's basketball team.
Let's
book it, mark it, write it down.
Say hello to Squid Billion. Good morning.
Morning, everybody. Morning, Noah Squid.
Sir?
Yeah, I think I would love to see Ultimate Frisbee in the Olympics. I'd also love to see Airsoft or a paintball event. I think that would be a lot of fun. But I'm curious as to, like, what one event would you guys add in personally?
Ooh.
You know, I've been thinking about it. I love the event we did yesterday, which was axe throwing, which is what Dylon and Gabe dominated the weak pairing of Garrett Chapman and Bo Johnson yesterday. I really give Dylon and Gabe a lot of credit.
Knife fighting.
Ooh.
Knife fighting. You want that? What?
Well, they've already got fencing, so why not? You know, you can have swords and knives of all sizes. I would take that that knife that he had it. I think it was Cobra with Sylvester Stallone it had the spikes on the handle. I've got that knife somewhere at home.
The landmine event. You run through a field.
I would like to see cornhole. I'm with you on that. I love cornhole, and I'm good at it.
You're gonna come watch me play cornhole on Friday tomorrow, Tiffany?
I'll be gone.
Oh, that's right.
You know what?
WNBA.
You can't
weekend.
Even create your own shot in cornhole, brother.
I sure can, Rob Tribble. You'll see.
Rob, you got a good point. Remember that movie Apocalypto?
Yeah.
Not landmine, but you got to run through a field and miss an arrow. Not get hit by somebody shooting arrows at you, and you got to not get hit.
Oh, my gosh.
I think I can make the USA team for Ultimate Frisbee, though. I think I really could.
Oh,
I'd be like Julio
on
Ultimate Frisbee.
I played big time in college. Had my do-rag on my head.
When we come back here on the morning shift, Braves' four-game winning streak has been snapped. We'll talk about it next here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. That Braves' winning streak snapped. It was a four-game one, but they lost to the Diamondbacks 7-2. 5, but as Rob said, just take
Just win today, win the series, take yep. 3 out of 4, take 2 out of 3 from San Diego, have a happy long flight home.
5-2 on this road trip.
That's a really good road trip. What happened last time they went out west? It was a disaster.
I think they were like 1-6.
Seattle and LA.
1-5.
Yep.
It was rough.
It
was
yeah.
Ghastly.
And they couldn't hit. That was when the hitting woes really started, I feel like. Because Seattle's pitching staff was doing really well back then, and it just kind of it snowballed on you. And the Phillies are dominating the Dodgers right now. They've already won 2, and that's they beat the Dodgers 10-1 on Tuesday, and then last night they get the win. Shohei strikes out with runners on. I believe in the 7th or 8th that what's that long haired reliever they got in Philly. He's on the All-Star team. It starts with S. Stroham, something like that. I don't know. You know what? I'm terrible with names.
All right. I was gonna Google it, but I'm just not.
But he's really good, and he's had a good year. So he got Shohei to strike out. He basically made him look. He had to use that slider on Shohei. He made him look silly. Shohei swung so hard on the strikeout pitch that his helmet almost came off.
imagine if he would have made contact.
Yeah, but. But, yeah, that's it. You win 3 or 4. And I'm not discouraged about last night's loss. You know, there have been losses this season, Rob, where, you know, Tiffany's had to deal with me being just very upset about how it went off. And if they'd have lost 3-0 or 4-0 or something like that, I'd have been frustrated. But losing 7-5, your bullpen's been good. They just – Jimenez walked in the go-ahead run. Morton was
– It was Charlie. Charlie's Charlie.
Strom is his name, the reliever from Philly. Thank you, Dylan. Yeah, he was Charlie. And he's going to have one really good outing and then a couple of average outings. And I would put this as an average outing. He's essentially your 5th starter this year. Let's be honest about it. Let's assess what the pitching staff is. He's your 5th starter. I know that people want to say Schwellenbach is, but Charlie's pitching like a veteran 5th starter where he gives you The term I hate more than any other term in baseball is an innings eater.
That's a terrible term.
Because no one knows what it means. That's the problem. It's
when
used.
I think innings eater, that's when you're so far behind, just go in there and just pitch a few innings so we can just get out of here and come back and try again tomorrow. That's what an innings eater is to me. Innings eater means you're not necessarily pitching well.
Yeah, and I don't think – and that's when people say, well, we need an innings eater here, it's like – So you want a guy? Jesse Chavez is more of that than anything.
I remember Don. You remember Don Sutton?
Oh yeah,
Hall of Famer, former Braves broadcaster. He hated that phrase too, for the very same reasons I just laid out.
I can see a 300 game winner, a Hall of Fame pitcher, hating that term.
Yes.
I can absolutely see that. You know, I heard mixed reviews on like how he was off, but I had when I met,
I had nothing but lovely interactions with him. I had several of them.
I was gonna say when I met him, he was the nicest guy, and I was young in the business, was so cool. I love.
He still had his impeccable perm too. When I,
dude, what was that? I never understood that. Like it was just flawless.
It was flawless.
Silver haired perm, man. Yeah. I love Don Sutton. Loved hearing him do games. I love Skip and Don Sutton doing the games. Those guys were phenomenal, and obviously Pete was a mix of that. But a 5th starter though, Rob, for me is a guy that's going to go 5-6 innings and give up.
Well, that's what all of them are doing nowadays. They're going 5-6 innings.
But 3-4 runs. Well, I'm talking about, yeah, but now. Yeah. Like, I think Charlie doesn't lose the game for you most times. He's out there.
Most of the time, yeah. He still keeps it manageable where you still have a chance to win. He'll give up the 2 or 3 runs, and if you have any offense, maybe you can overcome that.
Yeah, I said it earlier that it felt like Tiffany felt like they were playing at Coors Field last night because they had a shot go 450. Then I think it was I think it was Perdomo or Marte hits one like dead center, which is at least
413 dead center.
Yeah, and it was
it
well
was a mash.
Well into the stands. Yep. And then Ozuna did hit one too. And Riley and Olson both hit balls that would have been home runs in other parks.
So what are you gonna do?
Well, what you're going to do is you're going to send Max Fried out tonight, and Max Fried is going to be...
He had a bit of a stinker his last time out, didn't he? So he's...
Therefore, to steal Randy Mack's term, you're going to get maximum Fried tonight.
Yep.
Max Fried is going to give you 7 of 2-hit, 1-run ball.
And you know what else Randy does, too? If Charlie Morton's good, he's Charlie. If he's not good, he's Charlie. He was Charlie last night.
Yeah, he was no Charlie.
We need Charlie.
We need Charlie.
But, yeah, we need it. We need that... here and there, but you're going to get Chris Sale Sunday, right? You got Freed tonight, which means you'll get Schwellenbach to open the series. And I'm just projecting if they don't mess with the rotation. This is on normal days rest.
But you never know.
And then Lopez would be Saturday. Or is it? Yeah, Lopez would be Saturday. Unless they decide to bring A.J. Smith-Shawver back up and have him start. Which I don't think they will. I don't think they'll do that. I think Ronaldo Lopez will have to go because you're getting essentially, you know, 5-6 days off, right? And he'll probably throw one inning if he starts Saturday in the All-Star game. So
just one.
Well, yeah, that would be his day to throw.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
So, I don't think they'll. And if he got more, it'd just be two innings. They're not. The starter gets two innings most of the time, I guess. Yep. And I don't think he'll start. I think. It'll
back in the day they get three innings a lot of times.
Yeah, well, and does the rule apply in the All-Star game that you have to face three batters? I don't think it does.
That's a good question, though.
It's a very good question. I know it also is a good question. What can you anticipate from the Hawks this coming season? And GM Landry Fields, NBA Summer League going on, and he spoke to the media there about how development is crucial in this new cap environment.
I think we're in a good spot, you know, in terms of who will be on the roster and who won't.
Development is crucial, I think, in a new cap environment right now. When you have limitations on how you're going to be able to roster build, that leaves you with the option of changing your roster through development. So that's a strong emphasis for us. And, you know, our expectations for our players is really in that same vein. Like, grow, develop, learn, put the work in, and we'll let the results be what they are.
Let the results be what they are. So I know what y'all are going to say, but
how do you say we're rebuilding without saying we're rebuilding?
He cannot reveal the secrets.
Well, we're
not, a tough job.
We're not calling it a rebuild. It's like Terry Fontenot said. It's not a rebuild. We're trying to retool our team around the salary cap while being competitive. We're competing. That's literally what he said in different verbiage. That's what I heard. I don't know if I'm wrong.
I agree with you.
I appreciate. I think it was Daniel called in earlier.
It was, I believe.
And he had a lot of optimism. And he's like, look, Richey is going to be something that we've needed.
We're going to get to the Eastern Conference Finals.
He's optimistic.
I'm going to tell you something. If they made the Eastern Conference Finals in the 2024-2025 season, not only will you get a free shirt for being a member of the nation, but I will take you to a steak dinner because I would be blown away. And I'd love to be sitting there doing that, but I just don't. I don't know how. I think a lot of things have to change.
Well, an asteroid would have to hit the cities of every other team in the Eastern Conference except Atlanta.
Rob.
His
face is stone cold.
Okay, I'll play along.
You're taking someone to dinner
with
you're
dead eyes.
Well, they got to make the Eastern Conference Finals, which I think,
which means
they got to do something they haven't done in 3 years, which is make it, you know, well, not be in the play-in round essentially. I will say this: we have seen a cast of players who weren't headliners necessarily making Eastern Conference Finals. In this city, and it was the first team to ever make one. Now, they got swept by LeBron and company and Dellavedova as he dove at Al Horford's knees.
Dellavedova.
And, I just kind of twisted it up there, Dellavedova.
That's not his name.
But they did do it, and that was what Horford, Paul Millsap, what was my guy that could play really good golf, got the contract here, came from Golden State. Kent Bazemore. Damari Carroll, who turned that into a big contract with, what, Toronto. So it's been done, but, I mean, I think those are over-realistic expectations. I think playing around is probably more – and that's if Richey's a very good player, if he has a great rookie year.
I'm glad you brought him up because Landry also talked about him as well as Nikola and what the expectations are for their two young players.
Get more and more integrated, accustomed to actually playing a new style of basketball. I mean, it's one thing to go from college to the NBA, but coming from two completely different countries and playing at this system. I was just, you know, I was talking with Juka earlier about it. He's like, there's so much spacing. There's so much things that your potential out there. I'm like, yeah, man, you'll have at it. Those are all new things for them. So I think it's just making sure that we're supporting them and integrating them into our system, into our way of doing things.
So that was Landry Fields again talking about the expectations for their young players coming in.
Can we not play the G League thing this year? Can like in past years, Hawks picks have played a lot in the G League their first years, right? Like now, I'm talking about last couple years.
What annoys me about the NBA is when they draft and stash or stash the assets and they're never heard from again.
I want Reece Shea and Nikola, I think it's Jurisic. I hope I'm pronouncing it right. I don't want to butcher it. I want to respect people's names as much as I can. Or Mike Johnson will yell at me. But let's not play that game. Just let's their teeth can get cut up here, and that's where we're at right now. I know Reece Shea will. Number one picks don't go down like that, like number one overalls.
Unless something really, really hinders his development.
Yeah, I mean.
But chances are, yeah.
I mean, some second round picks don't even have to play in the G League these days.
All right, we got a Life of Squid coming up. What say you?
You know, I'm rapid fire today. I've got like three things. Jenny Finch's kid is a freak, a former softball player.
Yeah.
The most wrongly worded term in movie history, maybe. And how many players does Georgia have in the top 10 on the college football best player rankings? I know you're not supposed to double tease, Dylon, so I triple teased. All next on the morning shift.
Squid your Huckleberry.
That's right. On Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. And?
The Odyssey app.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Here we go. A little cheery music. There hasn't been too much
CCR, baby.
On this show today. Hey, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. This cheers you up.
I love some Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's a little old school. A little
John
Fogerty.
You like old school stuff, so.
I do. I grew up listening to a lot of this, you know, like Creedence and obviously the Rolling Stones. That's why I like all that.
Yeah.
Anyways. We do have some stuff. We got a busy Life of Squid. I got like three things that we may or may not get to. So, Dylon, without further ado, let's the show be about me.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. I finally delivered
on
my Bloody Mary mix for trips.
To a trip?
Oh. Yeah, it's funny because Matt McKenna, who works with he's a sales rep for helps with W Sauce. He came up yesterday and he goes, "Where's Tribble at?" And I go, "Well, Tribble's right out of here as the show ends." He's like, "Oh, he's like, well, I had this. I was listening. I was like, I'll go ahead and help you out. So because you keep forgetting." And I was like, "Yeah." And Tribble don't remind me, which he did not remind me again today. So I delivered. He's going to get the Garrett Chapman approved Bloody Mary mix from the W Sauce, which is Key West style. And don't forget to visit my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Look, I know if you're at Squid Nation, you probably drive a truck, whether it's big, small, or medium. It don't matter. You want a fifth wheel? Don't matter. El Camino? They'll work on it, probably.
What if you just alienated half of your I don't even want to use the word fan base. What if they don't have trucks?
Well, they can still be in the nation, but they might not take their personal truck. They might have to take their work truck or company truck. I don't know.
You got them covered. Okay.
Maybe. Right. Maybe.
I just ask the questions.
It all doesn't matter. However, I just know you need to go see Anthony. So give him a call. The official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. That's how you know we are official.
No, don't play that.
Yes. That's right.
It disturbs me.
So what does Val Kilmer have in common with my two favorite movies have one thing in common.
Okay.
Val Kilmer.
Okay.
In fact, Top Gun has always been my favorite movie until the day I saw Tombstone.
What about the Ghost and the, the Lion movie? You don't remember? Oh, my God. I'll pull it up. Continue.
Oh, you mean the Doctor,
No. And you keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, Ghost in the Darkness.
Yeah. Well, he's in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But it's not my favorite movie.
I know. I just was saying, what about it? I always like that movie. Okay, continue.
Top,
I'm sorry.
He's in Top Gun. He plays a prominent role in Top Gun. He's Iceman.
Yes.
And then he plays a really prominent role in the movie Tombstone. He is Doc Holliday, who is from where? Georgia. He was a dentist in Georgia. He moved out west because he got the TB. That's tuberculosis, Tiffany.
Yes, I know my initials also stand for that as well. As well as Tom Brady, you know. So you get the best of positive and a
well before TB12 and big time TB Blackman.
You know,
there was the tuberculosis. As
I wore
called.
12 before Tom Brady did.
So are you the OG TB12?
I'm just gonna you know.
You know, that's what your Twitter handle
should be. Or I wore 12 before TB, for like before TB12, the branding. That's what I'm saying.
It should say the OG TB12, and then it should say Tiffany Blackman.
I need Tom Brady to cut me a check because I inspired that. But anyway.
Only if you had copyrighted it at Georgia State.
Only I would have done it.
See? You could have been on something.
Whole brand come out. It had to, I don't know. Anyway, continue.
It came out like, I think, mid to late 2000s, like 2000, maybe 6, maybe 5. Anyways, one of the most famous, iconic movie lines to me in history is, well, let's just hear it.
Well, I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
All right, now, no one knows how Johnny Ringo actually died. The most common theory is that Wyatt Earp was the one that shot him. But that is the scene where Doc Holliday faces off with Johnny Ringo, Val Kilmer. The line that everyone thinks Doc Holliday says is, "I'm your Huckleberry." That is what everyone goes with. There are T-shirts. In fact, at post-game one day, Caleb McGarry is wearing a shirt. I actually had more respect for, well, I always liked him, but I was like, man, me and Caleb McGarry, we might be cool. Because he wore a shirt that said, "I'm your Huckleberry." However, that's not what he says.
It's not.
He is saying, "I'm your Hucklebearer."
I'm your Huckleberry.
He's just got it with a Southern accent. And that term means... it was saying someone saying, "I'll help you to your grave." Basically a pallbearer.
Yes. So why would even people think Huckleberry made sense in that case?
Because that character, because Doc Holliday was known as a lot of things, but very witty. And Val Kilmer played this role, and there was nothing but one-liners.
But what would Huckleberry mean in that situation? That's what I'm just saying.
I don't think anyone thought of it like that.
No one thought of it like that. They just thought he said, "I'm your Huckleberry."
And I think what...
And I didn't know until you actually said that. And I haven't seen this movie in forever. I don't really, walk around like a lot of these dudes here quoting lines from movies. So when you already told me, and then you played the sound... I heard him say it. I never would have thought he would have said Huckleberry.
So when you say "I'm your Huckleberry," the meaning is supposed to be "I'm one for the job," right?
Okay. But, so it wasn't out of total context.
Yeah, but he says, and you can go back and listen, "I'm your Huckleberry." And I heard it. I never thought that that's what he was saying. So then I go hear it. Because I was reading it, and then that's what he says is bearer. And I'm
your Huckleberry.
See? Bear. I'm kind of blown away. All right. The other story real quick. I know we got to get out. I want to get to. But you remember Jenny Finch?
Yes.
If you guys not familiar with her, she was like one of the first superstars for American USA softball. Baller. Absolute baller. Her son, who has got an amazing name, Ace Daigle.
Ace Shane Daigle.
Yeah. Who is a 2025 prospect. He's 6'8 and 225 pounds. He's a monster.
Wow.
His fastball is topping out around 87. His slider is around 73. And his changeup is around 78. This is his scouting report. XL physical frame gets good extension, low spin fastball, developing slider. So when you see this kid, he's a righty.
That's crazy.
Ace Daigle is the son of a baller and Jenny Finch. Amazing. Also, she was like, yeah.
When we come back here on the morning shift, we'll find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. Stay with us here on Sports Radio 989 The Game. There we go. A little cheery music. There hasn't been too much
CCR,
babe. On this show today. Hey, this hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. to get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. This cheers you up.
I love some Creedence Clearwater Revival. It's a little old school.
You like John Fogerty. Old school stuff, so.
I do. I grew up listening to a lot of this, you know, like Creedence and obviously the Rolling Stones. That's why I like all that.
Yeah.
Anyways. We do have some stuff. we got a busy Life of Squid. I got like three things that we may or may not get to. So, Dylan, without further ado, let's the show be about me.
It's time for a look back
into the mind of Squid Billy.
Hey, he might even talk sports.
This is the Life of Squid on the Morning Shift.
Brought to you by the W Sauce and Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Driven by excellence, building successful partnerships.
That's right. I finally delivered
on
my Bloody Mary mix for trips. Yeah, that's funny because Matt McKenna, who works with, he's a sales rep for the helps with W Sauce. He came up yesterday. And he goes, "Where's Tribble at?" And I go, "Well, Tribble's right out of here as the show ends." He's like, "Well, I had this. I was listening. I was like, I'll go ahead and help you out. So you keep forgetting." And I was like, "Yeah." And Tribble don't remind me, which he did not remind me again today. So I delivered. He's going to get the Garrett Chapman approved Bloody Mary mix from the W Sauce, which is Key West style. And don't forget to visit my friends at Status Truck and Trailer Repair. Look, I know if you're a Squid Nation, you probably drive a truck, whether it's big, small, or medium. It don't matter. You want a fifth wheel? Don't matter. El Camino? They'll work on it, probably.
What if you just alienated half of your I don't even want to use the word fan base. What if they don't have trucks?
Well, they can still be in the nation, but they might not take their personal truck. They might have to take their work truck or company truck. I don't know.
You got them covered. Okay.
Maybe. Right. I
just asked the questions.
It all doesn't matter. However, I just know you need to go see Anthony. So give him a call. The official truck and trailer repair of Squid Nation. That's how you know we are official.
No, don't play that.
Yes. That's right.
It disturbs me.
So what does Val Kilmer have in common with my two favorite movies have one thing in common.
Okay.
Val Kilmer.
Okay.
In fact, Top Gun has always been my favorite movie until the day I saw Tombstone.
What about the Ghost and the the Lion movie? You don't remember? Oh my god, I'll pull it up. Continue.
Oh, you mean the Doctor
No. And you keep going.
Okay.
Yeah, Ghost in the Darkness.
Yeah. Well, he's in it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
But it's not my favorite movie.
I know. I just was saying, what about it? I always like that movie. Okay, continue. Sorry.
He's in Top Gun. He plays a prominent role in Top Gun. He's Iceman.
Yes.
And then he plays a really prominent role in the movie Tombstone, where he is Doc Holliday, who is from where? Georgia. He was a dentist in Georgia. He moved out west because he got the TB. That's tuberculosis, Tiffany.
Yes, I know my initials also stand for that as well. So well, it's Tom Brady, you know. So you get the best of... Yeah, positive and a
well before TB12 and big time TB Blackman,
you know,
there was the tuberculosis. As
I
it was
wore
called.
12 before Tom Brady did.
So are you the OG TB12?
I'm just gonna you know
that's what your Twitter handle.
Or I wore
be.
12 before TB for like before TB12 the branding. That's what I'm saying.
It should say the OG TB12. And then it should say Tiffany Blackman.
I need Tom Brady to cut me a check because I inspired that. But anyway.
Only if you had copyrighted it, Georgia State.
Only I would have done it.
See? You could have been on
that
something.
The brand come out. It had to, I don't know. Anyway, continue.
It came out like, I think, mid to late 2000s, like 2000, maybe 6, maybe 5. Anyways, one of the most famous, iconic movie lines to me in history is, well, let's just hear it.
Well... I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Why, Johnny Ringo, you look like somebody just walked over your grave.
Fight's not with you, Holiday.
I beg to differ, sir. We started a game we never got to finish. Play for blood, remember?
I was just fooling about.
I wasn't.
All right, now, there. No one knows how Johnny Ringo actually died. The most common theory is that Wyatt Earp was the one that shot him. But that is the scene where Doc Holliday faces off with Johnny Ringo, Val Kilmer. The line that everyone thinks Doc Holliday says is, "I'm your Huckleberry." That is what everyone goes with. There are T-shirts. In fact, at post-game one day, Caleb McGarry is wearing a shirt. I actually had more respect for, well, I always liked him, but I was like, man, me and Caleb McGarry, we might be cool. Because he wore a shirt that said, "I'm your Huckleberry." However, that's not what he says.
It's not.
He is saying, "I'm your Hucklebearer."
I'm your Hucklebearer.
It's just got it with a Southern accent. And that term means, it was saying someone, saying, "I'll help you to your grave." Basically a pallbearer.
Yes. So why would even people think Huckleberry made sense in that case?
Because that character, because Doc Holliday was known as a lot of things, but very witty. And Val Kilmer played this role, and there was nothing but one-liners.
But what would Huckleberry mean in that situation? That's what I'm just saying.
I don't think anyone thought of it like that.
No one thought of it like that. They just thought he said, "I'm your Huckleberry."
And I think what...
And I didn't know until you actually said that. And I'll be... I mean, I haven't seen this movie in forever. I don't really, you know, walk around like a lot of these dudes here quoting lines from movies. So when you already told me, and then you played the sound... I heard him say it. I never would have thought he would have said Huckleberry.
So when you say "I'm your Huckleberry," the meaning is supposed to be "I'm one for the job," right?
Okay. But, so it wasn't out of total context.
Yeah, but yeah. He says, and you can go back and listen, "I'm your Huckleberry." And I heard it. I never thought that that's what he was saying. So then I go hear it. Because someone, I was reading it, and then that's what he says is bearer. And I'm
your Huckleberry.
See? Bear. I'm kind of blown away. All right, the other story real quick. I know we got to get out. I want to get to, but you remember Jenny Finch?
Yes.
If you guys not familiar with her, she was like one of the first superstars for American USA softball. Baller. Absolute baller. Her son, who has got an amazing name, Ace Daigle.
Ace Shane Daigle.
Yeah, who is a 2025 prospect. He's 6'8 and 225 pounds. He's a monster.
Wow.
His fastball is topping out around 87. His slider is around 73. And his changeup is around 78. This is his scouting report. XL physical frame with low, gets good extension, low spin fastball, developing slider. So when you see this kid, he's a righty.
That's crazy.
Ace Daigle is the son of a baller and Jenny Finch. Amazing. Also, she was like, yeah.
When we come back here on the morning shift, we'll find out what's coming up on the Steakhouse. Stay with us here on Sports Radio 98.9 The Game.